The Geelong Marine World post-match interview.
Fortunately, there had to be a loser today. That was South Bar, and their coach Dave Farrell is with Josh Conway.
He is. Thank you, Kingy. Faz, thank you for joining us firstly after the defeat. What did you make of all that?
Not the right side of the ledger or what we'd planned the outcome to be, but yeah, we'll certainly learn plenty from it and hopefully didn't lose any respect in the process.
It was a real arm wrestle for three quarters, and they were able to get some scoreboard pressure on late. Did you feel like the margin was reflective of what you saw from the coach's box or not?
It was reflective of the last 17 minutes of the game, so I certainly reckon they were really, really good and probably had opportunities to put us away by half time, which we're fortunate they didn't. But yeah, I suppose the scoreline's reflective of the last 17 or 18 minutes for sure.
Faz Kingy with Jason Kirsch in the K-Rock box. Really appreciate your time post-loss. You get the goals through Siddle and Caldo to open the final quarter, and the scores are locked away. Do you feel that you've got the momentum and that you're able to do something special, or was it just in the end it proved to be a false dawn, but give us a sense in the coach's box at that time.
I hope everyone at the ground sensed that we were coming, and certainly we felt that the guys were certainly executing far better than they had for periods of the game, and we looked like when we moved the footy forward quickly we were able to get scoring shots, and just didn't continue. We didn't manage to maintain that ascendancy around the contest, and as a result they got more footy going forward. We started to chase the game, maybe some fat side entries and stuff like that, but they transitioned really well and got scoring opportunities from. So we take some learnings away from it, but credit to them as well. They're certainly going to be thereabouts again, you'd expect.
Yeah, give us some positives. What's the one thing that you've maybe spoken about with your players where you go, look, I'm really happy with this, and it's something we can take away from this contest heading into next week against Colac?
I reckon we played with a square ball for most of the game, so I'm not sure how you guys saw it, but we didn't kick the ball too well, and we weren't clean with it. Certainly in comparison to them, I thought they moved the footy enormously well, so for us to execute the way we did when we got our hands on the footy and still be in a winning position halfway through the last quarter, that's an enormous positive.
Faz, Matt Kirschel here, mate. Just one quick one. I guess another positive is the performance today of Will Sexton. I thought he was terrific off a halfback and gave you a bit of drive. We know the injuries he's had over the years, but what's that, only his second game back or so? But I thought he was terrific today.
Yeah, he had a really good base through pre-season and some leading games. So he's going to get better. That's obviously a really high-intensity game. The footy moved pretty fluently on a fast deck today. So he'll get better and better. He's got a really offensive mindset, but at the same time, I thought his balance in defence today was super. Obviously, the more he gets his hands on the footy, the more damaging he'll be by foot as well.
Absolutely.
Dave, just great to have Bowes back in the team, kicking four, obviously, of your eight goals. And Matt Caldo, obviously, in the last quarter was in and out of it. Just with your forward line structure, you missed Broughton today as well. So what does that look like next week for Colac for you guys?
Yeah, I guess we've got a bit of flexibility there at the moment with the number of tools we've got on the side, so we're not relying on Bowes. While he was certainly the one that delivered for us today, I thought last week both Matty Caldo and Ollie Lee were super, so we're certainly not a one-trick pony going forward. But at the same time, we all enjoy Bowes kicking a goal as much as he does.
He does love the double fist pump, doesn't he?
He does.
So of the three that missed today, Broughton definitely no for next week, but O'Neill or Lusby, either a chance, especially with only 6 days now until into Colac?
Yeah, I'm not sure how much you guys have seen of Lusby, but none of the coaches like to tell him he's not playing or he's not he's not starting on the footy, so he's as competitive a person as I've ever come across. So if he says he's right to go, I won't argue with him. Cal's just going to be managed with that knee tendonitis, so we certainly won't take any chances. And Jonty, in speaking of the physios, they weren't in any hurry to get his scan done this week. They'll get him in on Wednesday, so it looked pretty serious, and it'll be a bit of an extended layoff there.
Okay. The Lusby issue, what is that, Faz?
Just a little knock on the shoulder, so it was sort of a bit of a stinger, and it just didn't quite come up. And again, the type he is and how competitive he is, he wasn't going to go halfway, or we all knew the very first contest of the day he was going to get one around the ears or the shoulders again pretty quickly, so we weren't going to take that chance with him.
Yeah, not at round two especially. Faz, really appreciate your time, appreciate your support of our broadcast today, and look forward to seeing you throughout the year, and wish you best of luck for the trip down to Colac. Colac next week.
Nah, thanks very much. Really appreciate what you guys are doing, and hopefully next time we're on the right side of it when Buzz comes to get me. So
we look forward to
good
it.
Luck,
thanks, Faz.
Thanks.
The Geelong Marine World post-match interview.